ants in the food were a terrible problem. They got into everything. We did have a sort of cage suspended from the roof outside, which we hoped the ants wouldn't get, but they did. They infiltrated. And for some reason or other, they simply love mint sauce. And if you put mint sauce, any remains of mint sauce, into the little safe larder affair, you'd find it quite thick next day and wonder why it was so thick. It wasn't mint at all, it was ants. There was another occasion. Again, Father was away in Entebbe, and I'd gone through late at night. The babies were in bed and asleep and under mosquito nets, of course, and I went through to his dressing room to see that the outside door was properly locked. And one passed through the little bathroom on the way. Well, I'd been wearing a dress with a black, shiny black belt. And when I came back, I noticed a shiny black thing on the floor, and I thought it was my belt. So I bent down to pick it up, and it was a snake. So I leapt over it, terrified, of course, and seized a towel and opened the door into the bedroom and shut the towel underneath so that it couldn't get under into the bedroom, shouted for the boys who came running, and I told them, and they were very, very good. They came with sticks and beat it to death. It was a black mamba and absolutely deadly. It must have fed very, very recently, been very sluggish, as I should certainly not have survived. And on a second occasion, there was one curled up on the seat of the little lavatory that opened out of his dressing room. So life wasn't just without its few interesting features. Of course, there was no thought of refrigeration or anything of that sort, so the question of food was difficult. But we had a fisherman down by the lake, and there's one most delicious fish in the lake. It's a Nile perch. And the fisherman used to come up each day with what fish he'd caught, and I was able to do all sorts of things. Well, the cook was able to do all sorts of things under my direction. And I used to think how nice to make Finn and Heddy. And then I bethought me of the coffee drying hut. So I got Sam, the cook, to split the ngegi open, and I hung it up to dry in the coffee drying hut, and made the most delicious Finn and Heddy. It was very good indeed. You could do anything with that fish. The other fish in the lake are perfectly horrible. They're mudfish and absolutely full of bones and have no flavor at all. Because the difficulty was that when the ngegi were spawning, they went out to the middle of the lake to do that, so then we had no fish. And as a rule, that was the time when everything else went off for some reason or other. The hens didn't lay and this, that and the other. However, we did then, we killed a tin, as we used to say, and we did have a small flock of goats and sheep, and we killed a kid or lamb, as the case may be, when we had guests. One always managed, and the cook, they're absolutely miraculous what they do. Only a hut outside, mud floor, mud walls, and at the far end, a little brick, a raised brick wall with little raisings of brick in between, and bits of metal laid along and on and under this, in wood ash. He made the most delicious everything, souffles, and the cook's boy was always pushing ends of logs in to keep the fires going. All very primitive, and I was warned never, never to go into the cookhouse, because I never want to eat anything again if I did. I did occasionally penetrate, but always regretted it. What he produced was very, very good. He was a marvellous cook. He'd been Father's cook and batman all through the war in German East Africa. But after a while, he didn't really like working for a Memsahib. So he departed, and we had another one named Kagwa, who was a Mohammedan. That was much worse, because the hut then was always full of his wives and concubines and whatnot. Also, he hooked a large amount of whiskey. He made duplicate keys for the store and set the other. So then Father rigged up an alarm bell, which would sound in our bedroom, and when Kagwa went to penetrate the store and filter a bottle of whiskey, the alarm would ring in our bedroom. However, we always forgot to switch it off, so that when Father himself went, our burglar alarm was sounded. So that didn't work very well. Well, it was fun and games, and I wouldn't have missed it for the world. I was very, very happy there. It all seemed so safe, though. I was so glad to get the three of you home. It seemed so safe. No fears of malaria, snakes, all the different things that could happen. And being so far away from a doctor never came out to you, because there was only one doctor in Kampala Hospital, and Dr. Cook, the mission doctor at Namirembe, Albert Cook, the famous, later Sir Albert Cook. Now, darlings, I don't think there's anything else worth recording. This really hasn't been, but it's been fun to think back of those old days. So goodbye to you all. Good night to you all. Jessica's here in front of me. It's been so wonderful having her. And this perfectly marvelous time having you all together, so much arranged, so many problems solved. Now, I have no fears for the future, because between you found just the right place for me to go to when I have to leave here. So thank you all, my darlings. God bless you.